You're listening to Mag Zinc Radio with Jimmy K and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Yeah, Guerra Fria, that's Los Mezcales, and I'm Rocker, and you're not, but you are listening to Mag Zinc Radio, and you're tuned in to Devil Radio 92.7 FM. Ska is not dead, and at least our next guest, Los Mezcales, have any say in the matter. Los Mezcales mix Latin ska with elements of surf rock, and the end result is a high-energy, brass-heavy that scratches the itch for skankin' local. Los Mezcales plays the Brickyard in the Fitchburg on October 8th, along with the Blowtorches and Wolves with Virginia. In the Devil's Radio Studios right now is founder Salvador and trombonist Shu. Salvador, Shu, welcome to Mag Zinc Radio.
Thank you, Devil's Radio.
Hello.
Question number one, Salvador. You are one of the founders of Los Mezcales. It formed when you came to Wisconsin. Tell us about your journey to Wisconsin and starting Los Mezcales here in Madison. What's the backstory?
Well, the story, the whole story is...
Get a little closer, please.
Right here, it's fine. Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, the story is that I used to have a band in Mexico back in like 2017, I think. No, 2007, actually. I used to have a band in Mexico. I played with them like for 4 years. I played ska with them for 4 years. And then after 4 years, we, you know, I think that it didn't really work for me to have a band over there. So I decided to move to United States. And I made a living here in Madison. And my actual plan, my original plan was to move back to Mexico and keep playing with those guys. We were making ska back then. But I realized that it wasn't going to happen. So I decided to stay here and just like start making some music with some ska with new friends. So I found a drummer, saxophone player, and I started playing some ska with them since then. It was in 2015. And yeah, that's about it.
Nice.
And the magic happened. Let me ask you, is there a big ska following in Mexico?
Yeah, there is a big scene in Mexico.
What wave? What's the popular
I think it's
consensus?
The third wave.
Third wave, yeah. Okay.
The third wave. Shu, you are one of the trombonists along with Juan. How did you get into this band and what's your backstory?
So I got into Mezcales through not being able to read correctly. I saw a Craigslist ad. Mezcales was looking for a trumpet player, and I was like, yeah, I do that. And I sent a message. I was like, hey, I'm that trombone you were looking for. Didn't hear anything for a couple days, and then I messaged back like, oh, no, you were looking for a trumpet, though. Give me a chance anyway. And they did, and so now I've been playing with them for like 5-6 years.
Did they already have the one trombone player?
Yeah,
and then
they're
like, we're just going to add it. Like, it's like the Grateful Dead, right? They added a second drummer.
Right. It was. It's fun because we don't write down any music in Mezcales, so all the parts I had to learn from the other trombone player.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, sorry, that's my fault.
Did the first trombone player step up his game, thinking there was like some sort of competition, trombone competition?
No. We really help each other out in a lot of ways, yeah. I think. We influence each other in big ways.
Now, you guys have an EP out with courtesy of Tim, and it's called Unidos Vencemos?
Yeah, Unidos Vencemos.
Vencemos, Divided We Fall. Tell us about Divided We Fall. Seems fairly relevant to times that we're in right now.
Yeah, well, in my opinion, like now more than ever, we all have to be united. No, this is not like I feel like the media, and I'm gonna be honest, the people who doesn't really like minority, they want us to be divided and fight with each other. Mm-hmm. And I feel like nowadays this is not even about like a race or like if you are black, brown, whatever. This is more like to be united as humans, and that's what we try to represent or to express between these two bands, like courtesy of Team Mezcales. This is what we wanted to represent in this EP.
It seems like in this day and age, and if you read social media at all, it's almost a impossible uphill battle to achieve what you're trying to achieve here.
Yes.
Yeah.
But hopefully you achieve it through music.
Yep. That's a or weapon.
May the weapon be good.
Do you have any material coming out, and where can we find Los Mezcales online?
Well, we have music on Spotify. We have music on YouTube. We have Facebook, Instagram, and we're working on like a single that we are planning to record on November.
He promised us, Rocker, he would send us that single, and we get to debut it on Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah, you guys are going to be the first one to get that.
Thanks for backing me. I just totally made that up, you know?
Wow, and I believed it. Los Mezcales is playing The Backyard in Fitchburg on October 8th, along with the Blowtorches and Wolves with Virginia. Tell us about the craziness of a Los Mezcales show. I imagine there are some serious skankers out front.
Well, the story about this gig is actually pretty funny. I met this guy from Blowtorches. He was like, "Oh, I like your style, and I would like your band to play a show with us, like a surf style, like rockabilly thing." I really love their music. I just discovered it, and it's pretty awesome. And yeah, we were trying to put this show together since what, like 5 months ago, 6 months ago, and it never happened until now. So it's gonna be a fun show.
Nice. Sure.
I can tell you from personal experience, Rocker.
Yeah.
Seeing these guys live is fun. I saw you at the Eakin Park Fest in 2019. That was a really good show. I think you were really. That was like your first year or just coming out. I know you've been around playing a little bit, but that was a lot of fun, that show. I don't know if you remember or not, but
yeah, I do remember that show. It was pretty fun.
Yeah, that I think that show opened up a lot of stuff for us in 2020 that obviously fell through.
Right. But
We made a lot of connections at that show and at Eakin Park this year too. It was both really good years for us.
You know, you're fun, you're powerful, and you got two trombones. Can't go wrong there.
That's all you need.
Have you been to the backyard yet?
No, this is our first time.
That's going to be
your
first time?
I didn't know about this place until now.
Oh, yeah. We just had Dallas on a couple of weeks ago interviewing him about it. He's pretty he's pretty psyched to be getting, you know, live shows there. That's pretty cool. Salvador, Chu, thanks for taking the time to come in the studio tonight and chat with us on Max Inc. Radio. Don't forget, you can see Los Mezcales on October 8th. That's coming up this week. With the Blowtorches and Wolves with Virginia. Any parting comments you guys have?
Ska is not dead.
Ska is not dead.
Thank God. Yes. Thank you.
Also, thank you guys for having us tonight, and thank you for promoting our music.
Oh, we love it. In fact, I'll tell you what. You know what? We're going to play a song that's a new song, right? It's Escapar?
Escapar, yeah, is the newest one.
Tell us about that song before we play it.
This is a song. It's a pretty interesting song. This is the first song that I feel like we all like will put something from like musically. Mm-hmm. Like this is the first time, like, actually, you know, the bass player, he had an idea for this song, and then I turned it into ska, and then and then Shu, he did all the horns.
It was metal, but he turned it into ska.
Yeah, it was kind of like metal. Actually, yeah, you're right. It was kind of like a little metal, and I turned it into ska. And Shu did all the horns arrangements. I did the lyrics, but back then we got a new drummer, and he's so into metal, and he had that little spice of metal into this song. So that's why it's one of my favorite songs so far.
Nice.
It's got a little bit of everything and everyone.
Well, let's hear a little bit of Los Mezcales. This is Max Inc. Radio on Devil Radio 92.7. This is Los Mezcales, Escapar.
esa nube gris.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7. That's courtesy of Tim and American Travesty Canary. Before that, thanks to Los Mezcalis for coming into the studio tonight. Really love their music. If you get a chance to go see them live, please do so. You'll be highly entertained and your musical ears will be happy. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker coming up in just a couple minutes. Live in the Devil's Lair, Sit Kitty Sit. They are sound checked and ready to go. Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, there's Sal's, there's more ska. It's something to do on Max Inc. Radio.
What is so great about being sober? When I have a red strap, my head is clear. Well, I know I can only get older. I think I love you now, red stripe beer. You were sweet, you were cool, you were delicious. You were so consistent, you were so sincere. Did I mention before you're delicious? I think I love you now, red stripe beer. I love you now, red stripe beer. Well, I remember the night that I met you. I got a broken leg for a souvenir, but we both know that I could not blame you. I think I need you now, red stripe beer. I don't believe that you're really Jamaican. It doesn't matter to me who were your premier. Sometimes I tell people I am Asian, so please don't hate me now, red stripe beer.
Chasing the Devil's Tail. Weekends are for music.
Talking to the Devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM.
Talking to the Devil.